Neil, do you have to use the bathroom?
I do, but
not you can come in right now. You have 30 seconds. Sorry.
Hi, Neil.
Tell Neil I said hi.
Bethany says hello.
Hi, Bethany.
He says hello.
That's nice.
Don't flush that toilet. You know it runs.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Welcome to a bonus episode.
It's a bonus episode. Kathleen and I are both here.
Yes, we are.
And so are you. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm doing excellent on this bright and sunny Monday morning. How are you, Bethany?
I am well, thank you. I wish that it was still thunderstorming like it was this weekend, but it's a Monday good. And you, gentle listener, how are you? We'll wait.
Yes, we'll wait. Go ahead.
Really? All weekend? Amazing. And then what happened?
You put it where?
You are lucky to be alive.
What did that taste like?
What fun we're all having. So, Kathleen, speaking of fun and exciting things,
yes.
Have I told you about my new favorite television program?
No, tell me about your television program, please.
If I were to tell you to create what you think is my ideal television program, what would you make it about?
It would be about a woman
mm-hmm.
in a British countryside.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in a manor or a town that has a manor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mystery.
Uh-huh.
There's a murder.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere along the way, in her Victorian frock, she's talking to the townspeople to maybe put the pieces together and solve the murder.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, after everything is solved, she's just having a nice cup of tea and a crumpet sitting in her chair. And that's how the episode ends.
Okay, so you basically nailed it. The only thing you got wrong is it's not the Victorian era. It's like post-World War II, but that's it. So it's this program called Grandfordshire.
Grunfudge.
Or if you're in the United States, Grandfordshire.
Oh, I thought you said Gruntfudger. And that's something that I could get down with.
Gruntfudger. And it's on Amazon Prime, the first four seasons. And it's about a vicar. And he's a vicar, not a priest. So he can still fuck.
Wait, is a vicar like a church-like figure?
Yeah, I mean, he still wears a collar. He looks like a priest. But I guess he's not Catholic, so he can have a wife and children and enjoy the earthly pleasures of the flesh.
Whenever I hear the word vicar, I think of that episode of Friends where Joey takes a nap in Rachel's bed and he finds her naughty book underneath her pillow. And it's about the vicar coming to ravage like the girl in the cabin or the cottage or something. And then
so it's just the show Fleabag.
Essentially. And later on, Joey says to Rachel, something, 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 vicar. And she's like, Joey, where did you learn that word?
It's such a good word.
And he's like, you have dirty books. You have porn underneath your pillow.
Yeah, so there's a hot young vicar, and he solves crimes in their small village of Grunfordshire with the haggard, whiskey-drinking detective.
Ah.
And the vicar is in love with his best friend, Amanda. Mm. And it is wonderful. And I'm on season 3, and it's on Amazon Prime. Grunfordshire.
I have also been watching a movie that has to do with religion, and it is on Netflix. I'm going to mess this up, so I'm going to look it up.
While you're looking it up, I figure we should probably tell people we are listening to voicemails today in real time. That's what the show is about. We should probably tell people what the show is about. I get stressed out if I don't know what the show is about.
Oh, yeah, we're responding to your voicemails because we've gotten some really excellent voicemails lately, and I was like, Bethany.
Yeah.
We should play these on an episode and then respond to them. So
some of you are passionate about some pretty funny things.
Yeah. I've been watching Warrior Nun. Has that popped up in your like top 10?
Yes. Is it good? I tend to not love shows that feature just like the lead as a teenager.
No, it's really excellent. It's based on a comic book. And you can kind of tell sometimes when TV shows and movies are based on comic books, the way that they're filmed. I'm really enjoying it. My husband's really enjoying it. I think it's a good program for all.
So the teenage girl becomes a nun, or she's an undead nun, or what's the situation? She's spying as a nun?
She's a warrior nun, and that's all I'm going to tell you.
But that's what the title is. I already knew that.
But you don't know how she becomes this warrior nun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does she become pregnant out of wedlock, and her family, filled with shame, sends her away to a nunnery?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. No, it's not like that at all. It's actually much better than that. It's less predictable.
Oh. Did I ever tell you I wanted to spend a summer at the nunnery and I couldn't because it was closed?
Why?
For maintenance.
For maintenance?
Uh-huh. They were like maintaining the, I don't know, stucco.
Better than a summer at the nunnery. I would rather spend a summer at the creamery.
Mm. Ice cream and cows.
I'm having a bad stomach day because I had a double dairy weekend. Pizza and ice cream. Mm.
Girl, worth it. Mm. Worth it and worth it.
I will say this. I bought this new type called Cool House. C-O-O-L-H-A-U-S. Cool House ice cream.
Like House of Gaga?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It was maybe some of the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. It was churro flavored.
Oh, cinnamon.
Cool House is a company from Culver City, California, and it's women owned. And it says that on the packaging, like women owned, certified women owned.
That's great.
Yes.
Where'd you get this?
At the bodega down the street from me. So gentle listener, go to your local supermarket, bodega, whatever. Buy Cool House.
Cool House.
Cool House.
By Gaga.
Yeah. By Gaga.
All right. Well, all right. Let's get into some voicemails.
All right.
Hey, Taste Buds. This is Kaylee from South Jersey. I just had the call because I had the craziest, most vivid dream about Kathleen. And she was in bed with my fiance and I, and she was very convincingly trying to tell us why we should have a threesome and why it would be a great idea and how chill it will be and not to worry and your little charm. And I just thought it was so funny and very weird. I woke up very confused, but also was like, I think Kathleen would be very chill about a threesome. So I just had to let you girls know. Love you both.
Okay. Kathleen, would you ever have a threesome?
Sure. Why not? The older I get, the more adventurous I get. You know, as long as my husband was like cool with it, or maybe he was invited, or like could watch or something. Why not? You know, YOLO.
I can see why she had that dream. You do have a very potent sexual energy.
You know what? It's all that coconut oil I rub on my body.
Mm. Yeah, got to.
People just, they smell it and they're like, that girl smells like a sexy pina colada. Mm.
All right, what should we listen to next?
Next up is Vanessa from Wisconsin, who left us a really heartfelt message.
Okay.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Vanessa from Wisconsin. I've just been dealing with personal stuff, and I have finally decided to take action on my depression and everything. So starting Monday, I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start walking more. I'm going to clean my house one room at a time. Mm. And I just wanted to tell someone besides my boyfriend that I'm making this leap to make myself feel better.
Yes.
Like I got bangs. I haven't had bangs since I was like a child. So I got bangs like 3 weeks ago.
Hell yeah.
And then I realized how much I hate myself looking in the mirror. And I'm ready to make a change.
And yeah, girl.
I really appreciate you guys for the podcast that comes out, and with Kathleen and Beth and me, like telling their personal stories. Like, thank you. Because it helps me so much, and I'm ready to make this change, and I can't wait to share with all the taste buds of my progress. Mm. So thank you, Bethany and Kathleen, for the amazing work you do, and you guys deserve the world. Okay, bye.
Vanessa! Girl.
It kills me to hear that someone looks in the mirror and says that they hate themselves.
Yeah.
That is such... Hate is such a strong word, but I also believe that she means hate. Because I have been there.
Yeah.
And I'm so, so proud of you, Vanessa, that you're taking active steps to take care of yourself and make your life better, because you deserve it. And you know that no one can do it for you. And you're worth putting this effort into. And my gosh, so proud of you for getting bangs. Take that leap.
Oh, yeah. The whole world should have bangs. Can we put bangs on Mother Nature? Like, goddamn, bangs make a difference.
Bangs make a difference. We should make a shirt that says that. Bangs make a difference. And yeah, like cleaning your house, getting your body moving. This is so wonderful. And we're so proud of you. And keep us posted, please. And also, you're in Wisconsin, you know, God's land.
You know, I recently said to Bethany, do you think Wisconsin has a board of travel? Like, do you think that there's a tourism board in Wisconsin that would be willing to sponsor a road trip that we could do around the whole state to see all of the wonderful things in the state of Wisconsin?
I mean, there's definitely a board of tourism. I think, you know, we could reach out to them. I think before we do, I'm going to have to train you to say Wisconsin and not Wisconsin. But other than that, I think we'll be fine.
Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wisconsin. Okay. Yes. Well, Vanessa, thank you for your very kind words and please keep us updated.
Yeah. Kathleen, I believe that reading labels is key, not just for food, but with the stuff we put on and in our bodies.
Yes, I 100% agree. And that is why we both love Native deodorant.
Native deodorant doesn't just block odor better, it's made better. It has ingredients that you've heard of, like coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. And it's vegan, and it's never tested on animals, which is a hard thing to find in the deodorant game.
And I've been using my Native deodorant for most of the summer on a regular basis, and I really thought I was going to miss my old deodorant, and I don't. With Native, I feel like I'm doing something good for my body. I'm putting only natural things under my pitters, and I'm still not stanky.
So aluminum, which is in a lot of deodorants, forms a plug in your sweat glands, but Native never uses ingredients like aluminum or parabens, sulfates, or talc. But switching to an aluminum-free deodorant, it doesn't mean that you have to give up smelling good.
Mm-mm.
Native will keep you smelling awesome, especially with these new scents they have going on right now.
Ooh.
That are inspired by the Great American Road Trip.
Yes. Have you smelled the apple and honeysuckle yet? It is a delightful.
They have cactus flower and poppy, sweet peach nectar, and coastal oak and amber, plus Rosé is available now through August 10th.
Hey, you know I'm going to go out to the store and buy some of that because this basic bitch love a good natural deodorant and a good rosé.
And Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges.
So do what we did. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/taste or use the promo code TASTE at checkout and get 20% off of your first order.
That's nativedeo.com/taste, or you can use the promo code TASTE at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, this next voicemail is from Kelly, and this is a very important one.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Kelly calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Cleveland.
I'm just calling to say how much I love the podcast. I listen. I've been binge-watching lately in quarantine, working from home. And I just wanted to talk about the episode, We Talk, You Listen. I'm a Black listener, and I actually skipped over that episode until today just because I was afraid to listen to it, quite frankly. It's been so stressful lately with everything going on, and I kind of use this podcast as an escape, and I was just worried about what I would hear as I was listening to it. But I listened to it today, and I was in tears. I mean, just the fact that you had those people on relaying their experiences in life, things that I've been through myself, it was just so powerful. And I just want to thank you for just even making that podcast, even delving into the issue. I know it was uncomfortable, but it was just so great to hear that.
Wow.
I love listening every week. Look forward to a new episode next week. And I just want to say that I love you guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Kelly, that means so much.
It does, yeah.
And I can totally understand why you skipped that episode because, yeah, sometimes you want to escape, but also you probably don't want to listen to a show done by two white ladies about
systemic racism in America. I know I've been skipping lots of episodes of some of my favorite podcasts lately. It's just because sometimes I need a vacation from what's going on in the world right now.
But the fact that you liked it and it resonated with you, and I hope you heard at least some of your experiences reflected in that episode, because we had just wonderful listeners who agreed to speak with us and speak with us at a time where I'm guessing they were probably pretty exhausted.
I'm very raw
about
everything going on in the country.
If you haven't listened to that episode, it's actually one that we're pretty proud of. Kathleen and I, for the first time, just sort of sat back and didn't do a lot of talking on purpose. And, you know, maybe that's the best thing we could do. In general.
It was a life-changing episode for me to create with you, Bethany. It really was.
And we had a lot of help. So that means a lot, Kelly. And thank you. And I'm that means a lot that that you liked it, or that you at least got something from it and felt heard. So thank you.
And for anyone interested in going back and listening to that episode, it was published on June 4th and it was titled You Talk, We Listen.
Okay. Should we do something a little lighter?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a voicemail here that is just labeled Will Ferrell. Should we do this one?
I see you.
I'm checking you out.
I'm checking you out. Here I am. There you are. All right, let's play it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Reggie. I'm calling about the Eurovision. Okay, no. It is decent. It is okay. But listen, I am a Will Ferrell purist. Okay? That is not his best movie. I don't know who would say that. No way. I don't even know if it's top three. It might not even be top ten. Like, it was good. I watched it a few times, but no, it's not his best movie.
A few times?
Have you guys seen Kicking and Screaming? This is by far his best movie. It's hilarious, and it's so true to life. And listen, this is how you know I'm a purist. I don't think Elf is good. That was one of his weaker movies. He is phenomenal in a lot of other movies. The Eurovision's all right. Never, ever again say it was one of his best.
Wow. So this is what I love about Reggie is she was like, it wasn't great. I didn't like it. I watched it a few times.
A few times.
Like, like I didn't like the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I've only watched it three quarters of a time. Like I couldn't finish.
Yeah.
Couldn't finish. Good on Reggie for like still giving it two more chances.
I think it's like because when you're a super fan of an actor, like there's this movie that Reese Witherspoon did that's so bad. It is her hands to God worst movie.
What is it? Is it the one where she's in a film with Mark Wahlberg? Is it the Mark Wahlberg vehicle?
No, it's like the one where two spies are trying to kill her, or two spies are trying to win her over, and then they're trying to win her over and kill each other. It's called This Means War. It came out in 2012. It is the most god-awful movie. One of the only movies I've left the theater saying, I want my freaking money back. I've never watched it more than that one time.
She was maybe contractually obligated to appear in it. It's hard to say.
The guys that star in that with her, nobody important. Chris Pine and Tom Hardy.
they're very important. They're both very important.
Okay.
Nobody important. Whatever. It's directed
Terrible
by Steven
movie.
Spielberg. You know what? I really appreciate Reggie for understanding what they deserve and what level mm-hmm. of film they're willing to accept from Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. You know what? I thought it was a darling film. I actually see it more as a Rachel McAdams film than I do as a Will Ferrell film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on that.
She is darling. And if you haven't seen it and you love Downton Abbey, hot cousin Matthew plays a Russian pop star in it and shows his chest a lot.
And if you haven't seen it and you've been thinking about wearing your hair in space buns, highly recommend. Highly recommend. Yeah. So a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how clothing with UPF built into it maybe isn't all that it's cracked up to be. Because Bethany, you bought a parasol and it didn't have any UPF or something, right?
Yeah. So UPF is like SPF, but for clothing.
Yeah.
So there's like fabric that has sun protection in it. And yeah, I bought this parasol. It didn't have any actual sun protection. And so I bought fabric that has UPF in it and I stitched it to the underside of the parasol. And then you said that maybe that fabric wasn't great.
Yeah, because like any fabric that is labeled as quick dry or UPF, if it's made in China, they don't have the same regulations there. And basically they just take fabric and dip it in chemicals. And it's something that we all probably need to read up on. But
okay.
So anyway, we have a taste bud who works in the industry and she's schooling us on how to make the right decision.
Okay.
Hey, ladies, this is Taste Bud Sarah.
Hi,
so
Sarah.
I just got into like pretty much the beginning of the latest bonus episode. And I had to stop when I was listening to the conversation about UPF clothing and chime in because I actually know something about this one. Yay! So I actually work in an industry that sells clothing that have UPF protection, quick dry, all that happy horseshit. And Kathleen, what your friend said or your hearsay was in your stream of consciousness, like that's by and large very true. A lot of that stuff is just coated with chemicals. However, there are eco-friendly, naturally derived versions of a lot of those beneficial fabric characteristics. So you can find eco-friendly, sustainably gotten plant-sourced whatever, UPF protection, and quick dry. And there are some fabrics that do some of those things naturally, like wool, everybody thinks of for winter, scratchy, heavy, hot, whatever. Wool is actually temperature regulating. Whatever temperature you are when you put it on, it wants to hold that same amount of heat, and it naturally wicks moisture away from you. And it does that all just because it's wool. So there's a whole lot out there. I've been working in the business for 8 years, and I have to look things up all the time. They change all the time. You can find good versions of things that'll keep your skin and you happy and healthy and protected from the sun and sweat and all the other gross stuff. Have a great day, ladies. Bye.
Wow. Okay. That's so helpful. It's nice when people know what they're talking about, because we certainly don't.
No, never. Sarah, thank you for all of that really interesting information. And wool, never knew. Wool just keeps you at the same temperature you already are.
I've recently been told I need to start wearing more wool because, as I always say, I'm a sweaty monster. And so, like, in the summer especially, I can't. And wool, if it's light enough, if it's a light enough weave and you hold it up to the sun and you can see through it, it's going to keep you nice and cool because it's going to breathe. Mm. I guess there's a reason sheep don't just pass out from exhaustion in the summer. Like, I guess, I don't know. Or maybe they do.
I was going to say that. Like, sheep, aren't they too hot in their fur coats? Like, aren't all animals too hot in their fur coats, aren't they?
They have to be. That's why Loki gets his sweater shorn down to a t-shirt every 4 weeks in the summer, because he gets very, very hot.
I just cut my hair short because I'm too hot in the summer.
And now you are too hot for a different reason, because you look amazing. It's like a long, blunt bob, would you say?
Yes. Yes, it's a long, blunt blob. A blob. I went to go see our magic hairdresser, our magic hairstylist, Dina, from Dina's Kiss and Makeup in Secaucus, New Jersey. Yes. Bethany, she sends her love. She says she likes that you're kind of going into your natural color. She thinks it really suits you. But, like, if you need to go and see her, she's got appointments open.
Well, that's very kind. I do need to go see her, because I was looking on this website over the weekend that has just, like, amazing kind of witchy stuff. There's a model on there who has just gray hair with bangs. And I'm like, I miss my gray hair. So I think I need to go in and get everything kind of lifted and then toned.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
You know, gray hair looks fabulous in, like, Insta photos and in, like, real high quality videos. But when you're FaceTiming, I had, like, a gray rinse in my hair a couple weeks ago. I was FaceTiming with my brother, and he is like, how long has it been since I've seen you? Because you look old. I was like, okay.
You know, it's better when everything's lit really well, like most things
are. FaceTime isn't, like, the best quality, whatever. Okay, let's play a new voicemail.
Okay.
We're going into this one blindly. We did not listen to this one previously. So I could go anyway. All right, let's play it.
Hi, ladies. It's Mary
and Gabrielle.
And we just met for the first time. We decided that we were both in upstate New York, so we decided to go on a blind friend date.
A taste bud blind date.
Yeah.
And it's been successful.
Very successful.
We met through the podcast fan group, and
we're going to do it again.
And we're going to keep doing this.
For sure.
We were instant fucking friends.
There's going to be a second date.
We're so excited, and we just want to tell everybody, like,
it worked.
Like, meet your friends.
Branch out. Just take the chance safely.
Yeah. Safely.
Publicly.
Definitely publicly. Like, I invited other friends just in case it didn't work out, but it all worked out, and we're all a big group of friends.
We were all very excited. Very social distancing and safe.
Super safe. But anyway, don't be afraid to meet your buds, because you have to
branch out, and, you know,
this is why we do this.
Yeah.
So if you want, like, real friends, apart from all the amazing things we say in the Facebook group, like, totally message people and meet them.
Cool in real life.
We are. All right. We love you, Bethany and Kathleen.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh. Love you back. Love you right back. That's so exciting.
We are responsible for that relationship, Bethany.
I think that they are responsible for that relationship, because they both chose to listen to the same podcast.
Yes, you're right.
And
you're right.
It's just incidental that it was our podcast, but I think that they are responsible for being cool people who found other cool people, and both aren't murderers.
They're not,
neither brought a knife.
Oh, they're from upstate New York. Does that mean that we can go and visit and stay with them and, like, go hiking and camping? Right. I wonder if they're near the Catskills.
We should ask. Please call us back. Are you near the Catskills? Yeah. Are you looking for guests?
Do you have a guest bedroom?
Do you have animals?
Oh, that warms my heart. I love that so much. Listen, gentle listener, if you're listening to this and you haven't yet joined the Acquired Taste Facebook fan group, this is a testament to what you're missing in there. Yeah. So.
But don't be an a-hole. You have to be a nice person. Mm-hmm. A-holeness not tolerated.
We have some amazing admins, and they're going to kick your ass out.
Yeah, out.
Peace. All right, let's do two more.
All right.
Hi, longtime listener here. I'm calling to ask for your thoughts, good vibes, prayers, or whatever it is that you can send this way. I'm an elementary school counselor, and a lot of big decisions are being made right now about what school will look like in the fall, whether it's virtual, in-person learning, or a combination of both. As the only school counselor for my school of about 500 kids, it's my responsibility to tend to every single one of our students' social and emotional needs. So, you know, this is going to be a big undertaking considering the ongoing collective traumas our nation is facing with both COVID-19 and systemic racism. Yeah. And I'll also be helping students work through grief if they unfortunately have lost loved ones. So, and then on top of that, you know, there's a very real concern that if we go back in person, we could potentially lose coworkers and students. So my heart is kind of pretty heavy right now, and I just wanted to reach out for any good vibes you could send this way. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate what you all do for us on the podcast.
Wow.
She didn't leave her name, but, you know, we're thinking of you, girl.
Yeah, the good vibes are coming to you. I think a lot of people who didn't realize how important teachers and school staff are are now realizing how important teachers and school staff are, because I think there's a lot of parents out there who have been responsible for being their kids' teacher during this pandemic. Man, people who work in schools, they are working so hard, and they care for your children in your stead, right? Like, when you're not around, they're the ones caring for your kids during the day. And it's not just teaching them. Like, I know so many teachers in my day-to-day life love their students, truly love them and care about them and worry about them. And to do this all on your own is a lot. And so please also make sure that you're getting help yourself. You're taking care of your own mental health, because it's a lot for one person.
I mean, she's got the weight of 500 students on her shoulder. It's, you know, my mother-in-law is a teacher. So is my brother-in-law. My mom is a former teacher. Like, Bethany, your sister is a teacher.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone in my family is either a teacher or a retired teacher. I mean, even as far back as my grandma.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, she's in that age range where she's more susceptible to the adverse effects of COVID. And I'm very concerned about her going back to teaching in the fall, because she sees like 170 students a day.
That's so much.
It sucks. Like, is your sister worried about going back in the fall?
I think that she's hesitant, but I think she's also, she misses working. She loves her job.
Yeah.
And she loves her kids. And so there's this push-pull about it. I think that there's probably, from what I've heard, there's sort of an understanding that there's going to be a combination of online and in person. And, you know, we're learning that maybe this virus lasts in the air longer than we originally thought. And how does that look? I read this morning about, I think it's a school in Houston is setting up basically like a circus tent and then other semi-temporary like structures where classes can happen outside, still like under cover of rain or whatever. Yeah. But a lot of creative things are going to have to be done. And people are taking on a lot of heavy emotions right now. And so just make sure if you have a teacher or a school staff person in your life, check in on them and just make sure they're doing okay and see what you can do to help.
And for all of our taste buds who are teachers, we have you in our heart. We truly do. Mm. All right, let's go into our next one.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. I just heard Zombie by the Cranberries, and it just reminded me of Bethany singing Zombie, Zombie, and it just put a smile on my face. Zombie. I can't sing it as well as you. Thanks for always giving us awesome podcasts all the time.
Oh, love you more.
That's such a good song. That's my homage to The Office and their homage to Cranberries.
We were also talking about that on the podcast not that long ago, because I was walking through the park in Hoboken and I was like, God, this is such like a America is a beautiful melting pot moment, because there is this guy with an Indian accent singing that song with his like headphones in, and he was just singing Zombie at the top of his lungs, and I was like, damn it, I love life right now.
I do that to people in my life just to piss them off. Like, if they're in one room, I'll just be like, in your head, in your head, zombie, zombie, zombie.
I've been annoying the fuck out of Neil singing the 90s Babysitter's Club theme song.
Would you like to recreate it?
Say hello to your friends, Babysitter's Club. Say hello to the people who care. Nothing's better than friends, Babysitter's Club. Club.
Don't. Yeah, it's a good song.
It's a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop. I was driving Dennis crazy this weekend by hiding photos of myself with the words 7 days scrawled across them in his coffee grounds. So when he tried to make coffee in the morning, he just found a picture of me with my eyes X'd out.
Because
love.
I have something else to drop off at your apartment to scare the shit out of him. So we're cleaning out my mom's house, and my brother had this big box of, like, just, I don't know, little figurines and whatever. And I found this spider, like rubber spider, you know, the type of, like, rubber material where, like, little hairs stick to it, you know?
Oh, I hate that.
So it stuck to my arm, and my mom was coming down the basement stairs, and I ran over, and I was like, ah, mom, I can't get it off. I can't get it off. And the look on her face was pure panic. Like, I will never forget that look, and it made me so happy. So happy.
Yeah, if I could get that from you, that'd be great.
My mom, her eyes got real big, and she was holding these, like, containers, and she didn't know what to do with them, and she's like, ah.
So wouldn't it be amazing if she was, like, carrying a gun for some reason? Like, she had your father's gun, and she just, like, shot you in the arm. Just shoot the spider, and she just shoots you in the arm over a rubber spider.
And the police officer comes, and he's like, okay, I'm going to take this report. You did what again? It was a fake spider, and your mom freaked out. The safety wasn't on.
Yeah.
Exactly, officer. That is exactly what happened.
I mean, spiders are scary.
All right. Let's play one more. Play this thing out. All right.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yay. Also, free French fry day at McDonald's. And I wanted to let all the taste buds know to go get their free French fry. All right. Bye, ladies. Have a good day.
That's it. It's her birthday, and it's free Friday at McDonald's.
So do you get free French fries on your birthday, or just was it a specific day?
No. So we're recording this podcast. It's Monday, July 13th, and today is National French Fry Day. So I believe that McDonald's is giving out, like, a free small fry, hoping you'll buy something else when you go in.
That's amazing. You know what? Good on them. You deserve a French fry.
I honestly do love McDonald's. I wish that they had a vegan option like Burger King does, but I don't believe that they do.
I mean, maybe someday. I mean, for now, for me, the vegan option is French fries.
French fries. All right. Mwah. Goodbye, Bethany. Mwah. Goodbye, Taste Buds. I love you all.
Love you.
Thanks for tuning in.